Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. How are you today? I'm surely wishing you having a blessed and positive day. And I am here to bring you another wonderful show today. And thank you, beloved ones, all you for tuning in. And welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I am here to start a spiritual revolution that will help uplift humanity in its whole. It's about changing the consciousness and changing the awareness so we all can begin to walk in the light and know, and go and do what we need to do to enable to uplift and move this planet in a higher state of consciousness. And that is why I am here today to bring that energy and start the process of opening up a new world, a new state of consciousness for all who are listening. So welcome, 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 welcome. Well, you all who have been listening for a while know that I do not believe in doing a show without bringing in the powers that allow it to happen and that energy to come forth. So we are not going to change our format. We're going to do what we need to do in order to get to that level to be able to bring forth that wonderful power of the I Am Presence and all the higher beings that help to operate and help us to move through this wonderful, wonderful life. So, beloved mighty I Am Presence, I give praise and I give gratitude on this most wonderful and marvelous day that you're allowing us to have another day of life. You allowed us to have another week of life. You allowed us to come back to be able to come forth, and we thank you, God, for all that you've done. We thank you for all the blessings that you allowed us to share in over the week. We thank you, God, for all the opportunities you gave us. We thank you, God, even for all the challenges that showed up in our life, and we were able to overcome. We were able to move through and walk around, regardless of how it appeared and how it looked. We were able to sustain ourselves because we are here today, knowing that's a testimony that we were able to overcome the things that stood in our way. And I know many people have been going through a lot of things, and I understand, God, that you're opening up the doors and you're moving forth and allowing your mighty spirit and mighty energy just to move in a manner that's for all of our highest good. And I ask for a special prayer, beloved one, for all of my dear listeners out there who are ill or who are having health challenges, that they are being protected and they are putting in the white light of protection today, and that they are moving forth and they are allowing themselves to be used by you, God, in order to be able to bring forth a healing, to be able to show and demonstrate your mighty work. So, God, I say thank you for all that is. I ask, God, for special blessing for myself to do this show today, that I become a vessel and vessel only, and that to allow spirit to flow through me to be able to bring forth. I call upon all those higher elements. I call upon all the archangels. Each one of them to come in to bring forth the energy and bring forth this knowledge and this wisdom. I call upon all of my guardian angels, those who have personally been with me since my day of conception, that they will be here today and to be able to help and guide us and allow us to bring forth this knowledge that we are to change people and to help people to move forward. I think all the ancestors on the other side who are rooting from the other side saying, go, go, go. We thank you. We thank you for all of those being in the high entities that are allowing and working with us on this marvelous and wonderful day. So we just want to say thank you, and we just want to stay in this state of gratitude, knowing that it is through your grace and your love that we are here today to be able to participate in this marvelous and wonderful knowledge and information that Spirit is going to pass on to us today. So we say thank you, and so it is, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, all my old listeners, welcome back, and all the new ones, welcome too. You know, there's some of you guys that have been with me ever since I started, and you know, and makes my heart feel really good when I see some of you showing up online. I bet some of you guys don't even realize that I can see who's on the line. It's amazing sometimes. I ask people, did you listen to the show? Oh yeah, we listened to the show. How did you listen? I call in. Yeah, okay, sure, you're right. But, you know, people are something else, man. Somebody will tell you anything. And it's all good, though. I don't put it there. They just do it. They just do it as they do. Well, I'm broadcasting today from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And today we're having another another sunny, wonderful day. Boy, you can really get addicted to being in the sun here, the sunshine showing up every day. You know, that is a marvelous thing, boy, to get to wake up every morning and to the sunshine. I mean, it is really good. Yes, it's a little toasty, but it's not bad today. You know, we're looking somewhere today around about 100, 101, 102. And for Arizona weather, that's good because this is dry heat. So if for all of you who are on the East Coast and other parts of the country who are experiencing 80-degree, 85-degree weather, it feels just like that here and for us because the heat is dry and it's just a different kind of flavor. Just a really different kind of thing. So, but anyway, I'm grateful and thankful that you're here because I do know and understand that you could be doing something different today, and you're here, but I truly believe that everybody's here is here by divine order, and that this is where you're supposed to be in order to get what you need on this particular day, and that Spirit leads all of us here, and even the folks who will be coming in later to listen to the archive show, I know there's probably half of the people that listen to the show on a weekly level come in and do the archive shows. And I understand that, so I'm grateful for you, too. So tune in, listen. And the beautiful thing about all these shows, the archives themselves in 10 to 15 minutes, you can go back and listen, tell your friends, invite your family, and go back and listen to the show, especially if something touched you and made you feel good about the show today. So I'm just grateful for you for being here. Well, you know that for all of you who've been following me, you know that the teacher in me always like to go back and review the lesson for last week because, you know what I found out? I found that a lot of people, you know, they heard it, but they really don't hear it because some of the things that we're talking about here are really of a higher nature that they get it, but they really don't get it. So that's why I like to bring it back because I want you to be able to go back because even me, myself, I go back and listen to some of my own shows, and I was saying, whoa, I didn't even realize that came through because a lot of times Spirit comes through, and I'm not even aware of what's happening. You know, when I'm sort of getting into a zone, it's not necessarily based on my understanding. It's about the power that is flowing through me that is opening up the doors into bringing in the information and knowledge. So that's a good thing, and I love it. So last week we spoke about karma. I just want to review a little bit about that. We're not going to spend a lot of time about it, but if you missed it, you missed a good show. And that all these, and so I want you to go back and listen. And the reason that I go back and review a lot of these shows, beloved ones, because a lot of the things that I talk about are linked. You know, it's kind of like an even flow. If you understood last week, then it's going to be easier for you to understand this week because they're all kind of like just go in a flow and run smoothly and from one thing into another. So we want you to really to be able to take advantage of. And we've talked about karma and karma and itself almost sound a lot like the law of attraction. It almost seems like it's two things together. And in some way they are similar, but then there's a major way that they are totally different. And when you're talking about karma is one of those things that can take from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. You can be working on that same common experience for many, many incarnations, beloved one. So, and it's there. And if you don't resolve it or you don't take care of it, you have to come back and relive it and do it again. But this time you're coming back and you're bringing back new karma as well as one that you were working on in the previous life. So at some point, you got to stop the vicious cycle because most of us are spending our lives just working through our past. We're not even getting a chance to even live and work in the present state. We're working on past stuff that's still there that's causing us to have all kinds of problem situations. So you got to learn how to tap in and how to lessen your karma so you can begin to move forward and live your present life. And so you can do what you need to do to make your ascension, because that is the key, beloved one, to make your ascension, not have to come back here and do this craziness over and over and over during a lifetime. So, but you got to be able to get through and do that. And karma is one of those things that has an effect, and you have to be able to work through it. And you can. You can. Karma can be reversed, and that's a good thing, you know. And one of the ways that we go about reversing karma It's through the mighty and powerful work of forgiveness. You know, we have to be able to learn how to go and forgive ourselves for our past transgressions, the things that have caused us so much pain and things that we have done in the past, and we have not let it go. If we forgave ourselves in the current life that it was happening, we wouldn't even be going through the karma thing. Karma is basically based on a lot of things that are still sucked in your subconscious mind, and you're still going through it because you never forgave yourself or forgave others for it, and you just got to continually relive that same vicious cycle. So forgiveness is one of the things that are very, very powerful when it comes down to moving forward from your past, from your karma. And beloved one, karma has no respect to richness, no poorness, to black, white, red, green, whoever you are, regardless of what it is, you're going to pay karma. If you created something out there that you need to do and you need to move forward to getting it done and to forgive and to move forward or repent in some kind of way, you are going to pay. And there's no doubt about it, and you cannot get away from it regardless of what you do, unless you are willing to do the forgiveness work and you are willing to work on relieving some of those old things that are still stuck in your subconscious mind, because a lot of that is still there, and a lot of us are bringing this stuff over from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. And so you continually in that same grain of thought that you're allowing yourself to continuously operate in that deal. But you want to get to the point where you can start operating on your present level and begin to live the life that you want to do. And one of that starts with your ability to be able to live the golden rule, beloved one. If you want to really stop the cycle of karma, then learn to live the golden rule. And for all of you who may not be aware of the golden rule, and I don't know if any of us that listen to this show would not know it, but it is, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. Okay, beloved one, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. In other words, treat people with dignity, respect, love, and the way that you want to be treated. And be truthful, be honest, be sincere, be loving, be caring, and sharing of yourself. And that is the golden rule. If you just do that simple thing, you will find that your life will begin to shift and change, not only in the next life, but even in this life, if you live by that golden rule and that you begin to operate that. You just simply have to do that, beloved one, to be able to move forward and to release yourself of what it is that you are working on. So, and one of the best ways to eliminate karma is take up the point of where you're at now and start doing it right. Now that you are aware to the fact that you have been creating all this stuff and you're paying prices for things now that happened to you 100 years ago, you know, don't you want to stop? Don't you want to break through? Don't you want to be able to get out of that vicious cycle? Well, hey, guess what? Then that can start today. You can start living your life today as if that you are a brand new person and you're creating a brand new set of energy and life for yourself by doing the right thing. You know, it's just a matter of doing the right thing. And you have to also, beloved one, you have to really work on removing those old programs. Those old programs are really holding you back. Some of you being so held back so long for, some of you got some stuff going on in your subconscious and your common thing that's happened probably 1,000 years ago. Yeah, many of you have been reincarnated hundreds of times. And some of you are still working on some of that same stuff that's down inside of you. But you got to stop the cycle and you got to change your destiny by beginning in this lifetime. Right now, take charge of what you're saying, what you're feeling, and what you're doing, and more than anything, how you're treating others, because that's what makes the difference. When you treat others with dignity and respect and show love and serve humanity, that's when your life begins to shift and change. So, yes, there is stuff down on that subconscious level that has to be taken out of, and yes, you have to resolve it, and yes, that many of you have done things to other people and previous experiences. And yes, you have to be able to get to the point of that for true and honest forgiveness, or you have to experience that same thing that you've done to other people. So, you know, that's why I tell people, you know what? Don't judge. When you see a situation going on, don't judge the situation. That's what God said, judging belongs to Him, because you cannot judge the situation of regardless of what it is that you think you are observing and that's happening between other people, or either just happened to them, because you do not know what the karma is that they're paying for or what it is that they're doing and how they end up in that situation. You can only do is be willing to help and willing to give a hand when you see people in distress. But people are paying a lot of karma, beloved ones. I'm talking about some deep, deep karmas being paid, done in so many forms and so many fashions. You know, just before I got on the air today, I was going through the internet and I was looking at all these people who have these homes from $5 million to $150 million houses. And these people were living so wonderful and so blessed. And then and on the other side, every day I go out to see people living on the streets. So, you know, but and you say, where is the fairness? Where is the equity in that whole situation? Well, guess what, beloved one? A lot of that is karma. A lot of that is karma. And a lot of those people that may be living in that condition, you don't know what they did in their last lifetime and why they chose to do that. And guess what? Most of them chose to come and be in that condition so they can work through it. The next time they come here, they may be one of the people living in the mansion. Okay? But that's what karma is about, situations that change and you go from one state to another. But we want to be able to work through our karma and be able to do the forgiveness work and be able to do the affirmation so we can look through and change our destination, beloved one. We need to get away from that conflict of what's keep going on with us and be able to bring ourselves around and get out of that situation, okay? It is so, so important that we do that, because I don't want you to continuously go through that life cycle of doing this stuff over and over again. It's madness. Aren't you tired of keep going through the same experiences, having the same experiences and doing the same thing because you don't want to forgive and learn to forgive yourself and forgive others? You have to sincere. I call it the law of forgiveness, the Jesus Christ law of forgiveness. You know, that's the kind of forgiveness that one has to have. Like when Jesus was on the cross and the soldiers were putting spikes in his body and he said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, we have to learn to forgive at that level. That's in order to help remove some of this karma stuff. Forgive yourself, beloved one. Knowing and understanding, yes, you did some things, you made some mistakes, you may have hurt some people, but sincerely ask the Creator and the God force inside you to release you from all those past hurts and pains and all that trauma that you are carrying from lifetime to lifetime, and begin to rebuild your subconscious mind with positive and wonderful and new things so you don't have to keep going through this madness anymore. It really is sad, beloved one, and that's why it is so important that you do that work. You do are willing to go and do the work. Everything it happens on a spiritual level, beloved one, you have to do the work. That is the one thing about metaphysics and new age philosophy, which are, that we all realize that we have to take responsibility for what shows up in our lives and what is in our lives, because we realize that we created it. Nobody else did it to us. We did it ourselves. So we have to take responsibility to get ourselves out of these dilemmas and out of these situations that's causing us so much trauma and so much pain and so much hurt. You know, you can't sit there waiting for someone else to do it for you all the time, thinking somebody else gonna do it for you. You know, many times I don't mind doing it, and I love doing it. It's praying and sharing with people, all types of people. But you know what? They can do it for themselves as well. They can do it for themselves. I don't mind doing it, but they can do it for themselves, and they need to be able to bring forth and do the work. But see, if someone's spending their energy and their time to try to help you and talk to you and pray for you, be willing to buy into the idea and the concept that this person is putting their energy in me, they're putting their prayer life in me, and they, you know, I need to learn to live and rise above these situations that keep showing up in my life. keep showing up in my life. I don't expect this person to constantly always has to be giving of himself all the time or herself all the time, and I'm sitting here going through the same thing every time. Week after week, I'm calling and asking to change the same circumstances because I am not doing what I need to do in order to be able to get to the next level. And you have got to be willing to do that, beloved one. You have got to be willing to do that. And I know sometimes some of the things that I say to some of you may say, like, whoa, he's kind of harsh, and he's kind of, you know, but I say it out of love. I say it out of love, just like I would do if one of my children was going through some conflict. And I would say it out of love. Hey, you need to change, and you need to do something, because I want to see you live life, live abundantly. You know, and like I said, when I stepped there and looked at all those people living in those 5, 10, 15, 20 million dollar houses, you know, like, okay, how come we can't have that? How come you can't have that? How come I can't have that? You know, because we have to be willing to do the work and do the forgiveness and be able to take ourselves out of those states. And it's just a matter of having a poverty consciousness rather having a success consciousness. Nobody that's got a poverty consciousness is going to be living in a $5 or $6 million house, because it just ain't going to happen, beloved one. You can hope, wish, whatever you want to do, but your consciousness has to be ready to accept that and to be able to bring that kind of thing into your life. So if you want that, and everybody don't want it, I ain't talking about it as something that's mandatory for you to do. Some of you just happy being spiritual, lucky, and just going through life. And if that's what makes you happy, then good for you. I said it's better to be content than be uncontent in wants and needs and desires all the time. If your life is what makes you content and you're happy with that, by all means, you are successful. Okay, but for all of us who desire more, want to be able to give more and be able to help others more and want to be able to raise our frequency so we can do more, I know that's what I want to do. I want to be able to go out and help people and to see someone in distress and give them, you know, a couple $1,000 and not have to worry about whether I'm going to be able to survive for a month or so because I gave help somebody else out. No, you want to be in a position where you can go and make a difference, man. It takes money and it takes monetary to change the conditions of the world. I don't care what nobody says. When you are not able to take care of your monetary and financial needs, it limits your life. It limits your life. You're not able to do the quality things that you want to do. You may claim that you are happy about it, but you ain't happy because you would rather be doing other things, and you are allowing the limitations to set in. And that's crazy because there is no limitation in the universe, beloved one. The air is full of gold, dust, prosperity, and opulence. There is all out there, and we just have to tap into it. I don't care what your plot is in life today, how low you may be or how high you can be, you can tap into your God self and bring forth that opulence in your life. You just got to reprogram yourself, and you got to be willing to do the work. Some of us have had more hard challenges and things. That means we got to do more work. We got to do more work. We got to be willing to work harder and to do that. And I'm not talking about physical work, beloved one. I'm talking about doing spiritual and mental work to change our destination and to be able to do that. But there does come a time when you have to take forth and utilize your hands and feet to make forth the things of doing, just merely calling them into existence without taking action to bring it out. Opportunities come, but you got to get out and do something to help with the opportunity. But beloved one, you have to do that. You have to change. And what we're going to do, where we going now, all of you who did not listen to last week's show, do me a favor. Go back and listen to last week's show, because it's going to make a difference for you like you have never had it do before. You're going to learn about karma, and you're going to learn how to change those situations that keep bringing over from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. It's time to end the cycle. It's time to move forth and time to change your destiny, okay? Today's show, and I am so excited about it, and you should too. I'm talking about the two most powerful words that have ever came in the universe. And that is said, the I am. The two words I am, these are the most powerful words ever brought into the universe, beloved ones. And let me share with you where this I am power come from and how it actually got started. In the book of Deuteronomy, Exodus, chapter 3, actually, I'm kind of getting this kind of mixed up here. Chapter 3, and it's verse 13 through 14. And Jesus said to God, and Moses said to God, look, if I go to Israel and I say to them, God, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? Then what should I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, you must say to the Israelites, I sent you to be, and I am that I am. That's how the power I am got started, beloved one, because I am is the name of God, and I am is God in action. So whenever you are using I am with anything, you are saying, okay, God, I'm putting you in charge, and I need you to be, take over and to drive me and to motivate me by using the power of I am. And see, most of us use the I am with less consciousness. We don't even realize that you do it. I want you to do this tomorrow, beloved one, or even today. Just think, every time you have a tendency to talk about something and you say, I am this, I am that, I want you to think about what you're saying when you do that, because you do, most people, like I said, do it and don't even realize what they're doing and how they're doing it, okay? But every time you say that, you set God in action, because God is the I am. That is what has been given. And God has given each one of us a powerful gift. It's called free will, beloved one. And this thing, free will, is so powerful you have no idea, but it's a free gift that God give you, but it's a gift that can that totally controls your life. If you learn how to control your free will, you will be control your life. And guess what? God gave each one of us the authority to use his name when we say I am. God wants you to say I am this, I am that, okay? He wants you to be able to take command and demand your life by using his name to bring these things into fruition. So, beloved one, this is really, really important thing. This is really important stuff, because so many of us take it for granted, and so many of us take it so casually that we don't even realize that we are doing it. But every time you mention I am, you are mentioning the name of God. And when you mention God in a negativity, now that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy when you say some of the negative things you say about yourself. And we're going to go over some of the things that people say on a constant basis about themselves and how we are going to change that mindset and that thinking process, because that is how we change the world and change ourselves, by changing what we're saying and how we're feeling about what we're saying, because that's just important. Just merely saying something don't necessarily change it, but when you add feelings to what you're saying, that's when the change comes. That's when you begin to see results, when you begin to add your feelings to the words, you know what I mean? Add your feelings to the thing. So you remember now, God has given you free will to be able to make a difference. God has given you free will to make a change in your life. So many of us, you may hear it all today, and you know what? Many of us, and when I say us, I'm including myself too. You know, if you notice, a lot of times I say us and we, because, hey, look, I go through some of the same changes that some of you go through. And even that I'm conscious and aware of some of the things, I still have some of my challenges. So I include myself in these things too, okay? Beloved one, I know you have heard many times people say, I'm broke. And just think about how many times you have said that to yourself or to somebody else. You know, I'm broke, man. I can't afford it. I'm broke. You broke. Yeah. I'm sick. Oh, Lord knows you know I'm sick. I'm sick. Don't you know that I'm sick? Can you? And then you go around telling people, I'm sick. I got this. I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm sick. And then you go around telling people, I am so unhappy. You know, life just seems to be giving me everything that I don't want, and it's showing up, and I am unhappy. I am so unhappy that I'm just miserable, and I'm going to make you miserable too, because I'm going to tell you how unhappy I am so you can feel miserable also. People are saying those kind of things, and here's one that people said, I am unloved. You know, nobody loved me. My children, my family, they think I'm an outcast. They don't love me no more. They don't want to have nothing to do with me. They don't want to bother me. They don't love me. They don't care about me, you know. And, like, you know, beloved ones, you got to stop saying those things, okay, because you are driving yourself right into that state of poverty mentally by every time you open and say those crazy things. And here's another one people say, I'm lonely. I've been guilty of that myself. You know, I'm lonely. You know, especially if you live in a bachelor life or whatever, you have those down moments. And but every time you think about it, I'm lonely, it creates more loneliness for you. You know, and you got to change that shift. So when I catch myself doing that, I go counsel, counsel, counsel. I'm happy. I'm living in the presence of God, and God is my companion. So you have to learn how to change those words. And here's another one that people use. I am unlucky. I am so unlucky that things just begin to happen to me. I'm the most unlucky person that I know that keeps coming to me. I'm just having so much bad luck and things are just really miserable in my life. And I just don't know why. I don't know why I'm going through all this stuff, but I'm just an unlucky person, you know. And you heard, beloved ones, I'm not telling you nothing you haven't heard. You heard all these things I just mentioned to you, you have heard people say them. And more likely at some point in your lifetime, you have said them too. Because I know I have. I know I have said some of those things. So the thing is that we have to begin to change our situation. We have to begin to change our financial situation. We have to begin to change our love situation. We got to begin to change what we are expecting to show up in our lives, beloved one. So we have to start making and confirming positive statements. You know, you have to start making positive statements. Like, you know, hey, I am loving. Instead of saying, I am, you know, nobody loves me, start saying, here's a good one. Start saying, I am love and I am loving. I am love and I am loving. And if you can understand and buy into it that you are love and that you are loving, guess what? The universe going to bring it to you. People going to be showing you all kinds of love, pressed down with cover. And yet you may say, oh, Lord, y'all just showing me an overwhelming amount of love. And you never have to worry about getting love back from the people that you give love to. So many people say, well, I ain't loving that person no more because that person don't love me. Now, what the heck? What that got to do with anything? They ain't got nothing to do because love is a universal thing. And just because that person don't show you love, the universe is going to show you love. Stop thinking about, you know, what you're doing for other people and realize that you live in a bigger and more vast universe that brings you about the things that you need, the universe itself. So start saying, I am loving, I am loving, you know. So when you start thinking about your financial situation, regardless of how it be, because I know we all have financial challenges at some time and things start going, but hey, when every time you think about the lack of something or you can't pay a bill, start saying, I am receiving the great opulence of God today. I am receiving the great opulence of God today. And drown out that other thing about I'm broke. I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know. It looks like the whole world is coming down on me. Because the whole world is coming down on you if you continue to say those things that you say. The whole world will be coming down on you, beloved one. You are bringing it into fruition. And if you want to change it, you need to start changing what you're saying, what you're feeling. And I'm not meaning just saying, I am, you know, start saying, I am the great armor of God. But feel and know that the I am present that is inside of you controls the universe and controls everything that is in the universe. And it has the ability to give you everything, everything in your heart's desire, and everything that you want and need is already there, and the universe is already there to give it to you, but you have to accept it, and you have to stop doubting yourself and stop putting in your mind, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that, but change and know that the great option of God is flowing all through. You know, there's a great minister by the name of Catherine Ponder, and she said, you know what I do? Every day I go say there's gold dust in the air, and every time I go outside, I just take a deep breath and know that I'm being filled with 18 karat gold because I know there's gold dust in the air and there's prosperity in the air. Guys, stop working on your prosperity consciousness. And you know what? I can tell you about not being sick, but Most of people are suffering from financial needs. I don't care what you say. Most of you are having the condition that you're finding yourself in, and what you're doing is because of the lack of finances in your life. If you had a couple of extra $1,000 a month, things would turn around different, and you begin to feel different and be different and be in a different state of consciousness and different state of aware. So, yes, you need money on planet Earth in this capitalist society, baby, do it. Yes, I am spiritual, and I believe in spirituality, and believe me, brother one, now, I give all praises and all praises to the higher being and to my higher sponsor, but I know I'm living on this planet as a human. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, so that means that I need monetary things in order to make it through the earth so I can be able to make a difference, so I can go out and be willing to help. I want to be able to help people. I want to be able to help change people's lives. And so I got to be able to do that. And they're looking for me to do that. And they're looking at me for doing that. You know, if I'm sitting here having this conversation with you every Sunday about prosperity, about living life and being happy and being, you know, moving forward and living a life of health, if you see me and I'm all broke down, wearing bad shoes, wearing bad, looking bad, pushing my car, can't keep gas in my car. You can say, hey, brother, are you really believing those things you're teaching and preaching? Yes. So it's important that you take on those things. And it's important that you know what, even exposing myself like that is good because it keeps the pressure on me. It keeps the pressure on me to be able to move forward and to be able to do those kind of things. So that's good to be able to do that. So you, beloved ones, that you have to also, when you speak boldly, let people, other people, hey, I'm feeling great and fantastic today. I don't care if your head hurt, your feet hurt, you have a stomach ache, or whatever you're going through. I'm not saying you, telling you to or not to listen to your body. Then you take something for it. But on the other end, you take something, but mentally and spiritually, you claim your wellness. You claim your healing. You claim that you're in the state of healthiness and perfection. That's what you claim. You're perfect, that your body is perfect, and that you're bringing forth those things into your life that you want to have come into your life, beloved one. You want to have good health, so you begin to say, I am healthy, you know. Somebody say, how you feel? Hey, I'm feeling healthy today. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, you know, I'm living in a state of perfect health today. And like I said, regardless of what it is that you make me feel, but you can claim it. And then, you know what, beloved one, if you do that, and you do that enough times a day, guess what? You're going to stop by in a matter of a couple of hours. I don't care what it is you got. You're going to start feeling better. And if you keep, and if you claim it with enough intensity, say, I am healed and I am whole. I am healed and I am whole. And you believe it, you can change the diseases in your body. Yes, the mind is more powerful than the body. Now, because they use what they call SIBO, that many days people have taken things that didn't have no healing effect, but they thought that it did, and it changed their lives. Beloved one, you can change your health condition. You can change everything in your being by doing that, by using your I am presence, because you are asking God to go forth and to make a difference in your life. So when you're putting God to work for you, who else can do what God does? And that's why, beloved, Jesus understood when he used the term I am. And there's so many folks, man, so many church. I just got into conflict with somebody last week because they thought that when Jesus was saying, I am doing this or I am doing that, he was talking about himself. And Jesus was not talking about himself when he used the I am presence. He was talking about that I am presence that's inside of him that do the work. He wasn't talking about what he did or from his ego of being Joseph bin Laden. That's Jesus' real name, in case you didn't know, Joseph bin Laden. He wasn't talking about that ego doing that. He was talking about that power that's inside of him that raises up and makes a difference and do things and change things and be able to bring forth a new things in the world. He understood the power of the I, and he understands how to use his I am. So you got the I am, then you got the I am presence that's inside of you. So every time you use an I am, you're calling on that presence of God that is already inside of you that's ready to act and to do. Okay, beloved one? So why would you ever want to put anything negative, use God in a negative term? So every time you're saying something negative about yourself or negative and using your word I am, you're talking about God. So why would you put God down when God is the universal controller and the one that makes things better for you on all levels? Stop it today. Put a halt to that. Put a halt to that. Check yourself, beloved one. When you find yourself saying, I am this or I am something, any kind of negative, stop and say, counsel, counsel, counsel. I'm healthy. My finances are good. I'm living in a state of oneness. I am this or I am that. Whatever it is, replace it with something positive. Use that I am to raise yourself up, beloved one, because that is what's going to be, you're going to be able to take control of yourself. And like I said earlier, when you're using I am and you're using it in a negative form, that's blasphemy. Where, you know, you heard it in the Bible, they spoke about Jesus was telling people, God and I are one. God and I are one. And you know, and they thought that Jesus was talking about that he was the universal God. And in a sense, he is, but just like you and I are. But he was not so merely speaking about himself. He's talking about that fire inside of him. And the masses of people that was there listening that wasn't consciousness, that had no state of consciousness, thought he was being blasphemy, using blasphemy. And then, you know, they wanted to stone him to death for telling the truth. I mean, the truth sometimes can get you in trouble. I don't mind myself because I'd rather stand on the truth than stand on a lie or stand on untruth at any given time, beloved one. So it has got to be where you need to be able to stand on truth and stand on truth and be bold. Be bold and don't allow people to don't get in conversation with people that's talking about how depressing things are, how bad the economy is, how bad this situation is. You know, everybody in my family, you know, got sugar and diabetes, and we all got high blood pressure. And you get a conversation, y'all having a sick conversation. Break yourself away from that. Walk away. I'm sorry, I got to go. That's something I got to do. Don't let yourself become part of that, beloved one. Don't let yourself be obsessed in that negativity, because you may be strong, and yes, you are, but you too, even the strong people, can be affected by those who keep continuously putting you in that state of condition where you are not able to raise above or continue to feel your less value. But when you saying I am, you're adding value to your life. You are adding value to yourself when you're allowing that I am present inside of you to come alive and to be able to be, because it's waiting there to come alive and it's saying, how come you are not using me? How come you are not taking advantage of that which I've given you? You ain't got to go by running around trying to look for me up in the sky and whatever. I'm right here, you know, and take advantage of me. Begin to use what I've given you to be able to raise your condition. Beloved one, if you're able to use your I am power every day, because it takes work, because you're reprogramming all that old stuff that's been put in your life, every day begin to say positive and affirmations and feel that what you bring, and that I am inside of you going to change, because it is God. It is God. It is the same God that created the mass universe, that created all the stars and all the planets, that same spirit of spark of God inside of you, and that is the same I am, that Moses was talking with, spoke with, and told him to go free the people of Israel. And he did what he told him, and they made a break, and they were free. So that I am power is the power that is there inside of us to give us change, to make our lives more positive, and make our lives more abundant. But now, beloved one, when you use your I am power in a negative way, remember I told you God gave you free will? Well, guess what? When you got free will, you got a right to do what you want to do. You can take your I am and use it to drive yourself into a swamp hole. Now, the universe ain't gonna try to correct you. Only thing it's going to do is give you what it is you're asking for. So I'm broke. So the universe, hey, he likes being broke. So let's give him some more opportunity to be broke. Every time you get an opportunity, you can't keep no money in your hand. You can't, because that's what you asked for. I'm sick. Oh, let's give him some more sickness so he can feel good about what he's doing. That's what he asked for. That's what he wants. So let's give him what he wants. The universe is always trying to give us what we want. The thing about it is most of us have no doggone idea what we do want, so that's why we get a whole bunch of messed up, gooped up, crazy stuff showing up in our lives because we ain't sure as to what we really want. But once you get clarity of what you want and call upon your I Am presence to bring that what you want into your life, beloved one, it's a universal law that you cannot be denied. It is a universal law, just like the law of attraction and the law of gravity. Those are universal laws that are there, and those laws have to work. They work all the time, beloved ones. They work all the time. They are never void. You may hear about man's law, and we know that man's law will fail you many, many times. I don't care if it's even in print. Somebody find a way to get around it, to circumvent it, and to be able to change it and to bring about the satisfaction they want. But you cannot manipulate the universal laws of God. Brothers and sisters, you can't get around it. You got to pay the piper when you do what you need, what you do. So whatever you're creating inside of yourself has got to become part of you. That's the way this whole thing is set up. And that's the whole thing that is set up and the way that it's set up for in order for you to be able to do what you need to do. So tune yourself in. Know that you are powerful. And remember I told you a minute that you and God are one. You are an individualized expression of God. So you inside of you have that power. The I Am presence lives in you. So when you say I am, it's easy to relate to that because you are part of the I am already. So it shouldn't be nothing foreign to you to be able to bring forth that. You are just bringing that God inside of you out to your outer world, to be able to bring forth what you need to be able to have in your inner world. So begin to use that I am presence, beloved one. Begin to share it with others. You know, you heard people saying things. Hey, man, you need to maybe change your conversation. Stop saying, I'm broke, I'm sick, I'm that. Hey, you know what? They may not listen to you right away, but you share it with them and you remind them of it enough. They may take you on. They may begin to say, maybe that brother makes a little bit of sense. That person makes a little bit of sense, you know? I'm not saying trying to go and change nobody because people are really hard to change. But you can, it's your job. Once you become conscious of something and once you become aware of something, then you have to take the responsibility to help make a difference, beloved one. It ain't all about the ministers or the motivational speakers or the people who are in charge. So much supposed to be in charge to make a change. You, the individual, each one of us can make a difference in somebody else's life. So share. Begin to share your knowledge and wisdom so you can help make a difference, beloved one. You can take on that responsibility. Begin to do it so you can help change your financial situation so you can be able to have the amount of opulence and the great health and the finance that you can go out and help somebody. When you see someone, if you can see someone in dire need, you can help it. If you hear about a family starving and they don't have no money because, guess what? In this system of today, the way that this government has been done, doing and cutting back on things like for Meals on Wheels and all the other things they're getting ready to cut back on for people who don't have things. That is where you, beloved ones, have to step in and we have to step in to be able to make a difference. So, yes, you need to create opulence in your life. Yes, you need more monetary life so you can be able to step in and help the people that are close to you because, hey, it's going to affect some of your family members as well as my family members and other people too. So we want to be in a position where we can help make a difference. So God has given us this I Am presence tool that we can use in order to be able to make a difference in our lives and to be able to help someone else. And that is the reason that I do this show every week because I want to see a change. I want to see people change and raise up above who and whom they think they are, but who they truly, truly are, gods and goddesses walking on planet Earth. And that they have ability to change their lives, and that they have ability to make a difference in their lives, and ability to do and become that which they need to become. So yes, beloved ones, take this I Am presence, take it very seriously. Begin to understand the power you have. Joel Osteen have a really good book out now called The I Am Present, and begin to read those kind of, begin to read positive and self-motivated things to talk about how to use your positive self, your I Am Presence. See, and a lot of this is, and the I Am Presence stuff is not new stuff, but it, for a lot of people, it's just coming into their consciousness, okay? But it doesn't make no difference. The time has come that we need to utilize everything we can get, everything we need in order for us to get to that next level and to be able to move into that higher state of consciousness. So, beloved one, take it all in. Begin to be more positive. Begin to know that you are a royalty. Begin to know that you have the divine right to have the opulence that you deserve in your life. And when I use the term opulence, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about health, healthy relationships. I'm talking about all the things that make you happy and make you feel good and to be able to do things. That's opulence. That's the opulence of God that's showing up in your life. Those things that you can utilize to make you happy, and those things you can utilize to help make a difference on the planet. Because we each one of us came here working our own individual karma or our own individual purpose that we created in this last life we didn't finish up. But we still have a duty to be being a spiritual being on planet Earth. For the collectiveness conscious, we came also to add to that aspect to the collective consciousness. So we need to do our part. When you see all the craziness going on a lot of times, it's because the masses are not doing their collective part to be able to make a difference. So, beloved one, you are powerful beings. You have the power. So tap in and do that, okay? It's so, so important. And I just want, you know what, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank each one of you who have tuned in today and listen to these words, and I'm glad that you are, but not only do I want you to listen to them, I want you to put this stuff to test. You know, I want you to start applying this information into your life. Start applying it to the point where you know that it is making a difference in your life, that it's going to make your life better, because the teachings that is flowing through and that which is coming through is teachings of a higher state, and this is a teaching that we need in order to be able to raise ourselves up to that higher level and higher consciousness, okay? So you got it, beloved one. You got it. You know it. Now utilize it, okay? If it wasn't meant for you to hear this message today, then you would not have heard it. You would have been doing something else. If I sent you out an email or I sent you out a text message or whatever, that's because it was meant for you to hear this lesson, because that's where you need to be. You need to have this information because you are light workers. Most of you are light workers, and most of you are leaders of some form or fashion. And to be a leader, you have to be able to be able to move and understand and use your wisdom and your power. And most of you have that wisdom and power. So we're going to close out in a prayer in a minute. But again, I want to welcome each one of you for coming through and stopping through and sharing with me and being part of this ministry. So we know we'll be here next week. I don't know what the topic's going to be, because I used to announce what I was going to talk about next week, but I stopped that because a lot of times I think I'm going to talk about one thing and Spirit said, oh, no, this is the title for the day. This is what you're going to do, and this is how you're going to do it. And so I just let Spirit sort of flow. I'm getting to the point there, hey, I don't even start thinking about what I'm going to do now until about 24, 48 hours before the show comes on. And so let Spirit just take over and do what it needs to do in order to let it flow. Like today, I didn't even start preparing for today's lesson till last night. I did a little something. This morning I woke up and did a little bit more. And I told Spirit, well, hey, Spirit, you're going to have to take over. You're going to have to bring it forward. I don't have it written down on print. You know, so I'm going to need you to come in and utilize me as a vessel to be able to bring the word. And that's what I'm so proud to understand, that if I make myself available, that Spirit will operate through and in me. The same thing with you, beloved one. If you make yourself available to Spirit, the Spirit will use you in a way that you have no idea how you will be used. And you, each one of us came here to be used, to be helped. You know, see, now I don't have nothing no special than none of you guys got. You all have the same power and the same ability to go out and touch somebody's life. So this week, make it a special effort to go and touch somebody's life. Bring some positivity to somebody, you know. Tell them about their I am. Tell them that, you know, hey, you can change your life. You are great and you're good and stuff. excuse me, and start calling upon your I Am presence to make your life more powerful. And start manifesting some of the things that you need in your life. And stop going around whipping and crying and complaining and always thinking somebody else is supposed to take care of you and lift you up and take care. Take care of yourself. Bring forth. God gave you the power to do that. You got that already in you. So utilize that power and bring forth that energy. So, beloved, mighty I Am Preven, we just want to give you gratitude. We want to give thanks and we want to give praise this day that you are here and you have brought forth us here in this light and brought forth us here in this world to be able to make a difference today. That you will continue to guide us and bring forth that energy within us. We ask you, beloved God, that you bring forth your white light of healing into each one of our bodies, that we bring that into the crown of our head, that white light of healing that will go into our physical bodies, in through our crown of our head, and filter through our body, touching every cell and every DNA and every oxygen and every organ in our body, that we are becoming completely whole and healed. We know that we are mighty, mighty magnets of health and prosperity and all the other things, God. So let us tune in and let us understand who and whom we are. Wake us up. Don't let us sleep. Don't let us get a moment of rest until we come through and begin to shine in the way that we are meant to be, God. I know you're guiding us, you're showing us, and you're allowing us to bring forth a mighty and wonderful work, and you're going to use us. And for many of us who have said yes, hold us accountable, God. Hold us accountable to the yes that we said that we would do, we would be willing to do, to go out and make a difference, to make a change. Yes. We said yes, so now we have to move forth and do what we need to do. We thank you, God, as we go through this week, that we will be filled with the opulence of the universe that is there for us. And the doors will be open. The universe will swing forth and bring us financial blessings, bring us great health, bring us great relationships, bring us everything that we need in this new week as we go out, that we will begin to go forth and know that we are one with you, God. That we have the power and we have the ability to be one with you, God, and that you are guiding us and showing us and teaching us and taking us down this road of oneness and specialness, that, God, that you are opening the door, that we are moving as we go out into this world this week, that we will be able to utilize this power and this energy that we have inside of this beloved temple that you have given to be able to make a difference, to be able to help, to heal, to hold, and to move forth in that state of consciousness and awareness, that we will be able to do what we need to do in order to bring forth the oneness and the love and allow all that love to flow through us. Allow us to understand that we are love and that we are loving. That we are love and that we are loving. Let us share our love with our fellow brothers and sisters and our fellow friends and all those who pass by us. That as we go through this week, the power of love will permeate our bodies, and that we will be able to share love and give love and allow it to be able to go into that other special being that we meet on the road, that we will be a beacon this week, that we will be a light, that someone will come to us and say, why you are so bright? Because, and you will say, hey, it is the I Am presence that lives in me, and he lives in you too. So give us the boldness to speak and to claim and to know what we need to know and to be able to share it and give it back to others. Give us the ability to speak boldly about our I Am presence and get to move forth and to allow us to be able to move into that higher state of consciousness, higher state of awareness that we are and that we came here to be and to do and to allow it to flow into our lives and make a difference. Make a difference. Let our light be bright this week. Light us up like candles, like illuminating lights, that we walk out into the world and people will know that something special has happened for us and through us and around us. Allow us to be able to be that light. Allow us to be that blanket of light that goes out and heals, because we know the light of God never fails, God, and we know that you are that energy and you are that source that's in us, and we give thanks and gratitude for all the ascended hosts and ascended masters who working with us and guiding us and showing us and teaching us. And we give personal thanks for our own personal guiding angels who are protecting us every second of the day, who are with us even when we don't realize it. We say thank you. We thank you for all the ancestors on the other side who are sending love through the ether and through the veil to help keep us safe and help keep us well. We give divine blessings and divine thanks for all our loved ones, our children, and all those who are personally in contact with us, through and around us and about us. We say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. We're so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Peace and love to you, beloved ones. I love you all. And so have a most wonderful and positive week. Till next week. Peace and love.